Hare Krishna. So Krishna is describing various types of sacrifices. We have seen some of them in the previous verses. Let's see a few of them today in the verse that we're discussing. Shloka number 27.
Sarvanindriya karmani prana karmani chapare atma samyama yogagnau Juhati Jnana Deepite.
So here it is given that others, basically here, apare, others. So we discussed about some of the different sacrifices. So in the previous shlokas we spoke about the ones who are worshipping the demigods. That is one type of sacrifice. The ones who are, ones who want to merge in Brahman, so they are doing something. That's another sacrifice. Then the brahmacharis, they hear shravanam, so that is another type of sacrifice. And the grihasthas, they do restricted sense gratification, that is another type of sacrifice. So now, others, now the other category of people, apare. So what do? It's given. Jnana deepite. These people have intense urge for self-realization. But the means of sacrifice is different. So what is that? Here, is given sarva indriyani karmani, all the functions of the senses, and prana karmani, all the functions. So here also sarva will come. So all the functions of the vayu, prana vayu, basically all the life airs. So the functions of the senses, functions of the life air. So what they're doing? Atma samyama yoga agnau juvati. So they offer all these functions in Atma Samyama Yoga, in the fire, Agnav, of what? Controlled mind. So basically, in short, the meaning of this can be given in one line, that anyone who controls the life airs, that person actually controls the mind. This is what it means. Now, for our information, we need to know that there are 10 types of life airs. So 5 pranas and 5 upapranas. So what are the 5 pranas? Let's try to understand. So it's a technical subject, but then by this we'll come to a very good conclusion. Yes. So there are 5 types of prana. First one, it's called as pranavayu. And here Prabhupada writes, the senses interact with sense objects, like the ear for hearing, eyes for seeing, nose for smelling, tongue for tasting, hand for touching. And all of them are thus engaged in the activities outside the self. That is on the gross platform. They are called the functions of pranavayu. So this is the first vayu, or the first life air, that is called as pranavayu. And this pranavayu deals with all these functions that we just discussed, and also the breathing process. This is first. Second one is apanavayu. Now, it's apana vayu, what it does. Apana vayu is basically the one which goes downwards. And this is responsible for excretion. When it comes to removing of all the unwanted substance from the body. So, this is what is used. And it gives the energy to the lower organs of the body, including the intestine, genitals, and so on. So, in this way, apana vayu, it works on the lower part of the body. So pranavayu we know, now apanavayu we know. The next one is samanavayu. Now samanavayu is a very important one which helps in digestion and assimilation of the food, you know, that one has eaten. So this is samanavayu. The fourth one is udanavayu. So udanavayu helps the person in controlling this head region, like swallowing, movement of various limbs, erect posture and all that. And the fifth one is Vyana Vayu. Now what does Vyana Vayu do? It helps in circulation of blood. It basically helps in circulation of various things in the body, especially the blood. And it also helps in coordinating various activities of different Vayus. So now these are the 5 types. So what are they? First, Prana Vayu, Apana Vayu, Samana Vayu, Udana Vayu and Vyana Vayu. Now these are main. Now we have subcategories. Subcategories are Upaprana, it is called as. What are they? Hmm? Nagavayu. So Naga governs bulging. Hmm? Bulging. After eating the thing that we get. And the next one is Kurmavayu. Opening of the eyes. That, so this helps in opening of the eyes. Then Krikara. Krikaravayu. Sneezing and hunger. The sneezing and hunger, they are coordinated by this Krikaravayu. Devadatta Vayu. Yawning and sleep. This is controlled by Devadatta. Then finally, Dhananjaya, it pervades the whole body. This Dhananjaya Upavayu, it pervades the whole body. And this is a nice thing, it lingers even after death, causing the body to decompose. So these are five Upavayus. What are those? Naga Upavayu, Kurma Upavayu, Krikara Upavayu, Devadatta Upavayu, and Dhananjaya Upavayu. So these are the 10 life airs in our body, which coordinates, you know, various things in the body. So here Prabhupada writes that the Patanjali system of yoga instructs one on how to control the functions of the body's air in a technical manner so that ultimately all the functions of the air within become favorable for purifying the soul of material attachment. So these airs have to be controlled. For what? For purification of one's own material attachment. Now, what is a technical way Patanjali Yoga Sutra suggests? That is pranayama. So when someone does pranayama, so all these things will happen. But then no one, as of now in the modern times, does pranayama to control all this and get purified. They just do it for keeping a good health. But then just imagine we start thinking about purifying the material attachments and thinking which vayu is going where and what is happening in the entire body. It will be so complicated. So here, after understanding this, there are a few things, you know, which we can appreciate. One is wonderful creation of the Lord. The way the Lord has created the entire body, it is so complex. And without our notice, entire functioning is happening. Like for example, when we breathe air, we don't consciously breathe air unless and until we have some disease. But then it's just happening. The breathing is just happening. When it comes to digestion of food, so we just know that what I like to eat and we put it in the mouth and after that we forget what happened to the food. Unless and until we have indigestion. So it just digests and then we are done. And when we feel hungry, we go and again eat. Look at the wonderful creation of the Lord. Those people are unfortunate, you know, who call or who say that there is no creator. It's all just happening by chance. How can such complicated system just come into existence by chance? And regarding controlling of the mind by doing all this, oh, so difficult. Thinking about it, firstly, to remember the names itself is so difficult. To understand the function is another thing. And while practicing pranayama, remembering all this, and then thinking that, okay, I'll control the mind. Maybe the mind will become more uncontrolled in the current modern situation. How fortunate we are that in the age of Kali Yuga, we have been given the process of chanting of the holy names of the Lord. This is enough to control the mind. This controlling of the life airs just helps to control the mind. And it is said that if the person does it perfectly, he'll get purified of the attachments. But then if someone chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra attentively, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If someone does this attentively, surely he'll get purified from all his material attachments, from all the sinful reactions of the past, and his mind will come under control. And most importantly, he'll break the cycle of birth and death, attain Krishna Prema and go back home back to Gaur. Tell me which vayu will do this. No vayu, this only Krishna can do. So in this way we understand the importance of chanting the holy names. Unfortunately, now in modern times, all the other things are taking over chanting of the holy names. But then, we students of Gita, after understanding these complex systems, we should switch to chanting of the holy names as the only means to break the cycle of birth and death, for self-realization, for going back home back to Godhead. Now after describing this complex system, Krishna is going to describe few more types of sacrifices. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.